This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. BOGO is back for 1 week only. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Happy Wednesday. You're halfway through the week, and it's already been quite the week. Thanks to the media, the Democrats, Joe Biden, and yesterday there was a leak. And since then, the left has gone into full meltdown mode. I do have to say that because the meltdowns are getting closer and closer together, they are losing their cachet. You know, they are losing their oomph at this point. But it never ceases to amaze the reaction from the left, because it's always as unhinged and triggered and off base as we have come to expect. So the leak showed that potentially the Supreme Court could overturn Roe v. Wade. And rather than focusing on the fact, which I think is more important, but I guess it depends on which side of the aisle you're on, the fact that someone leaked out a document in an attempt to bully Supreme Court justices and completely breach the trust of the court, rather than do that, these politicians and these social media superstars, they're not even acknowledging the leak. They're going straight to the content. You know, they're not talking about the means. They're just talking about the ends. They're skipping straight to the ends. And the ends here have nothing to do with abortion or a woman's right to choose or women's reproductive rights. Or at one point I saw that the lives of women are dependent on being able to have an abortion. No. That's not what any of this has to do with. The ends for Democrats, at least the Democrats in office right now, are November midterms and riling up their bases or their base into a complete frenzy. And after watching, and after going on Instagram, and after going on Twitter, after watching the news networks, I have to say, mission accomplished. They have certainly whipped people up into a frenzy. In fact, in downtown LA last night, an abortion protest turned violent and a citywide tactical alert had to be declared. So the media is echoing and promoting this kind of nutty response, and they're not reminding people of an important point, because the truth doesn't matter to the media. They don't feel the need to get this out to voters, to Americans. So they just go along with this. At no point do they remind people that if Roe were overturned, which we're being told is like the worst thing possible, it's the end of the earth. Move over, net neutrality. There's a new sheriff in town. Well, if that were to happen, this would return the question of abortion back to the states. So it's not all or nothing. You know, it's not going away. So that's what these subsequent meltdowns have been about. The idea that maybe states would have a little say, that people could elect officials, and those officials could represent their state and do what they think is right. That is what this all is. And if it came down to that, Jared, what would end up happening is, like in a place in Massachusetts, it would be the law of the land that you can get an abortion whenever you want. And I'm sure that it would be, you know, there would be all sorts of stipulations about it being paid for and all this. And then in a place like Texas, maybe they would ban it. But that's probably what would end up happening. And, you know, we've gone through this debate so many times. We've seen it play out so many times through so many different election cycles. But what I want to point out, and what I was reading today in a piece in The Federalist by John Daniel Davidson, who, by the way, programming note, will be joining us tomorrow. He's one of my favorites. What's really eye-opening about this whole thing is that Americans are learning yet again that when it comes to getting their way, Democrats will destroy anything and everything if it means accomplishing their end goal, if it means retaining power, if it means winning elections. They really don't care. Now, a silver lining of this whole news cycle, and this is really cool, I want to say. This is a real bright spot. If you're watching this and you're like, oh, God, here we go again. Here we go again. I think this is a real bright spot, which is now the left can once again define what it means to be a woman. And we lost that for a little bit. It's amazing how
people,
they must have all gone online and gotten their degrees in biology in one of those online courses. Because everybody's a biologist, you know? Everybody's suddenly a biologist, which is cool. I love it. Because now, you know, you can call someone a woman and you don't have to preface it with, at least I think so, might be a uterus haver, might be a birthing person, I'm not a biologist. You don't have to do that anymore because we're back to championing women and women's rights and women's reproductive rights. So it comes in, it comes out very quickly. You got to try to keep up. That's why you listen to this show, because I'm going to let you know every day. Can you say woman? Yes or no? Today, yes. And we'll actually be talking to Jennifer Oliver O'Connell from one of my favorite sites and one of Howie's favorite sites, redstate.com. She has a whole piece about this. And actually, I think the title of it is that we've this sudden shift from how we went to what are women to we are protectors of women. It's like what Ferris Bueller says. If you don't take a second and look at it, you just might miss it, because that's how quickly this shift happens. Now, Biden, of course, is doing my favorite, Jared. You know that's my favorite song. And I can't believe at one point that was allowed to be played on the radio. Because now I listen to it, I shudder. It is so politically incorrect.
Your 14-year-old child looked up at you, sad eyes from the couch, and asked, what happened to an America where we could play that song, Mommy?
Yeah. No, I can't believe that at one point that song was really an anthem. And now it just makes me sad. But Biden is doing exactly what he's told, though his comments yesterday, and we didn't really get to this comment, but the more I kind of mulled it over, the more I thought that was weird. He was talking about abortion and he made a comment about aborting a child, which is not usually what pro-abortion activists, that's not usually the language, the rhetoric, the jargon they use. They don't usually use the term child because, you know, if we are to believe what Biden and, you know, other Democrats like Nancy Pelosi are telling us, it's these aren't children. These are just lumps of cells. So that was weird. I don't think that was on his giant cue cards. I don't think the giant Easter bunny intervened fast enough. I'm sure they had sent out the red alert like, uh-oh, Freudian slip. Mr. Peter Cottontail, get out there. Jump in front of the camera. But he was not quick enough. He was not quick enough. He must have been riffing. So he decides to say that. Then he comes out today and he's doing one of his classic things that obviously you would do as the man elected to unify the country, which is calling half the country, all the people who didn't vote for you, extremists. I have to say, you know, we gave Hillary Clinton such a hard time for her deplorables comment. In retrospect, that was on the friendlier end of the spectrum. When you think about all the things Joe Biden has said in the last year about MAGA people, he's not even hiding his disgust for us. The guy doesn't know what time it is, what day it is, but he knows that we are domestic terrorists who probably are collecting Lego sets. And he will not stand for it. Absolutely not. It's amazing to me. And I do have to say, as far as this abortion topic goes, it's amazing how quickly this did work. I was on Instagram this morning, the infographics from like the college educated women just everywhere. Click on it. Things like no uterus, no opinion. What were the other ones they were saying? If you don't have a uterus, shut the bleep up. Really interesting deep conversations happening online, as you can always come to expect for social media.
Everybody should have an opinion on this. To quote the great Homer Simpson, it's a you to us, not you to you.
I think everyone should, because who's to say that if someone has an opinion and they don't have a uterus, that doesn't mean they're not a woman, right? Am I doing this right? But it really is frightening how easily people are manipulated into, you know, Nancy Pelosi says, get all worked up, and people start freaking out. Oh, we have to get out there. We have to vote like our lives depend on it. Elizabeth Warren told me so. And I just want to say, if you're listening to this show right now, and if you're a woman, or if you're a man, or if you're somewhere in between, and you're thinking,
birthing people.
And let's say you are in your car, and I always like to think about the fact that there's people listening who have all different types of opinions. If you are pro-choice and you're listening to this and your blood is boiling, I say this all the time. I'm not trying to say I have all the answers on abortion, on Roe v. Wade, on, you know, even what I believe at this point on this topic right now. I am, however, a bit perplexed at the arrogance of people who seem to have no space and no time in their heart or their mind to debate or at least listen to the other side when you're deciding on something as huge as ending a human life. That is my only point. If you want to debate it, that's one thing. But to shut down a whole side of the country that feels like this is morally wrong, that takes a lot of arrogance and a lot of, in a real narrow view of things. I think we all could have this debate with an open mind, at the very least, when you're talking about something this serious. We will discuss this. We will discuss other things. Now, a story I really like today, though, on a happier note, is that the laptop repairman, John Paul MacIsaac, the one who got the Hunter Biden laptop, the treasure trove, the laptop from hell, the psychotic personal diary of the artist known as Hunter. Well,
so where's Hunter? Where the hell are you, Hunter?
He is suing CNN, Politico, and the Daily Beast for defamation, and I hope he wins. I hope he joins the likes of Nicholas Sandman. I hope he gets a big payout. When you think about it, CNN has had to shell out for their bad reporting.
That's the truth.
Fake news comes with a high price tag. Fake news is not something that doesn't come with a cost. They've had to pay up multiple times, and I hope this is no exception. They made this guy out to be like a Russian stooge, a liar, and they promoted it. They really promoted this narrative of smearing this guy by touting that letter from the 51 members of the intelligence community, which ended up being complete BS. So I do hope that they lose big time. And on just one more separate note, 22 Trump-endorsed candidates won last night in primaries in Ohio and Indiana. So tell me again how Trump is not important, how Trump's not the kingmaker, how Trump is becoming less powerful in the GOP. Keep sending those think pieces my way, because 22-0, I don't know. Looking pretty good if you're Donald Trump. We will cover all of this today. I was really excited yesterday about how many people were calling in, how many different viewpoints we got. So the number is 844-500-4242. Let's keep that energy rolling into today's show. We'll be back with all of your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. She's a master thespian, trained in the art of performance.
These pretzels are making me thirsty!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Normally, when given the opportunity to play Elizabeth Warren sound, I pass. I take a hard pass on the Elizabeth Warren sound, but I've been seeing it everywhere. She is particularly unhinged today or yesterday.
It was from yesterday. We played a little bit of it when she was angry, but later on she got really angry.
She went full Elizabeth Warren. She went full Pocahontas on us, or Focahontas. And Lizzie Warren has an axe to grind. So let's play Let's play cut one. We're going to try to get through this over the course of the hour. It's painful. I'm not going to lie to you. But I think it's important we play this because if you look at this, and here's my real bone to pick. It's not anyone who listens to this show, anyone who listens to Howie Show knows that I don't often talk about Roe v. Wade. I don't often talk about abortion. I know people have very different opinions on it. But my issue here is if you're watching these politicians and you can't see how manipulative they're being with this information, that they're not even being subtle about it. They get the news of this leak and they immediately start trying to politicize it, start trying to rally their voters, which I guess is like what you're going to do if you're a politician. But there's no nuance to it. Biden went yesterday from talking about the leak, never mentions how it's bad that someone leaked it, to immediately saying, well, in November, you're really going to have to get out and vote. It was like those ads they used to do with the celebrities where they'd stand in front of the camera in black and white and say, this November, you have this one's really important. This is the one. If you're a voter and you're dealing with inflation, you're looking at the border, you're looking at all of these other things, are you falling for this? Are you going, oh, you know what? I really thought things were going down the toilet, but this will be the issue that turns me around. This is why I will vote Democrat come November. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'll keep paying $12 for a gallon of gas as long as Elizabeth Warren is angry that I got angry.
Yeah, as long as Elizabeth Warren gets her way. Let's just go through these here. This is cut one, Elizabeth Warren. Wait, I haven't seen her this jacked up on Mountain Dew since the whole Trump calling her a nasty woman. This is invigorating her. Like, this is a shot in the veins that she needed. She will persist or resist or whatever the phrasing is, the tattoos people were getting on their bodies.
Like a spider monkey jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I am angry! Sure you are. Sure, Jan.
And just while we're going off of character reference here, was it really the best idea to have drums and chanting in the background on this? Did you need the war drums in the background?
Hey, Jared, as Stephen Miller said, it was quite a powwow that was happening due to this. She was throwing quite the powwow. Let's play cut two.
Women can get on an airplane. They can fly to another state. They can fly to another country. They can get the protection they need. This will fall on the poorest women in our country. This will.
You know what's interesting today? I was reading a lot from the Federalist because they're very conservative, and they have a lot of writers who are very much anti-abortion. And I think it was Jordan Boyd who was making the point that she keeps talking about low income places. People in low income communities actually disapprove of abortion at much higher rates than wealthy women do. So it's just an interesting tidbit that you won't hear from the left. And also, as Candace Owens pointed out, 79% of Planned Parenthood clinics are in minority neighborhoods. Also something I don't think you'll hear Elizabeth Warren talking about. 844-500-4242. We will play Joe Biden insulting MAGA country when we get back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Where abortion is illegal. And we are not going back. Not ever.
No.
So say it with me. We are not going back.
We are not going back.
Not ever.
Not ever.
Not ever.
Not ever.
Not
Wow, she has lost it. It's amazing the enthusiasm they have for this. I mean, it's really, really nutty. It is really nutty, and they're very, very upset that Sinema and Manchin are still not going along with the filibuster that would pack the Supreme Court. And in other words, expanding the Supreme Court would be destroying the Supreme Court. And if they could destroy the Supreme Court, well, then everything would be looking up. So this is all just building on itself, and it's leading to this nutty behavior from who the woman who was once so close to becoming our president, Granny Warren. And she is just revved up, and she's not the only one. I mean, Joe Biden is also getting into this. But Joe Biden has an interesting history when it comes to abortion because he's a devout Catholic, you know, and he has flip-flopped in the past. I don't want this to destroy your faith and the integrity of Joe Biden, but he has not always been consistent on this issue. Let's go to the callers. A lot of people want to talk about this. We also are going to talk about the repairman who is suing CNN, Politico, and the Daily Beast for a defamation case worth at least $1 million. We'll talk about all of this. Tom, you're first up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, God, this is the mommy dearest moment of Elizabeth Warren of no wire.
Very good.
Oh, my God, is she unhinged.
She really is, and it always amazes me that I always like to look at the people around her when she's giving these sermons to see who's buying it, and the women are loving it. They got their phones out. They're shushing, you know, anti-abortion protesters who are challenging her. Shh, shh, because they want to get it on their social media. I mean, her base is really eating this up. And I saw some of it this morning when I was online. There's a lot of people who are digging this. In L.A. last night, there was protesters who were throwing rocks and bottles at police in downtown L.A. And Kamala Harris also came out and gave a speech. There has been so much reaction to this. It almost is like all of the other things aren't as important. You know what was one of the wildest, though? This was one. Sometimes the intention is to show how virtuous, how woke you are, and it backfires. And that happened in a big way, Jared, for this woman. Her name is Amanda Duarte, or Duarte, and she's an actress. And she decided to tweet to show that she's not racist, she's not part of MAGA country, she's not a white supremacist. And in actuality, what she did is expose herself for being a bit of a bigot. So this was her tweet. She said, I do wonder, and she thinks she's being really clever here. Like, she thinks she's about to own the deplorables. She's about to dunk on the credulous boomer rubes. Little did she know that the base, the mob, was going to turn on her. She says, I do wonder how these white supremacist lawmakers would feel if their little white daughters were raped and impregnated by black men.
Racism, racism.
Later, she tweeted, I tweeted something extremely stupid and racist last night. I deeply apologize and will not try to defend or explain it. Again, sincere apologies to anyone who was hurt by it. This is wokeness. This is wokeness in America, 2022. Victor, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Victor.
Grace, I love your show, and I'm really enjoying the Democrats going crazy. And Chief Elizabeth Water Buffalo is trying to buffalo all of us and trying to buffalo Pink Suede Shoes Presley from Dorchester from running against her in the Senate race coming up. So Elizabeth is trying to get some type of traction to get some activity in her campaign. But I got to share this with you. The math is on the baby side. And what I mean is this. There are more conservative activists who are now going to get engaged in the local and state elections because Roe v. Wade has been the blocking force that has always held them back. It is when it falls, I'm telling you, Grace, you think the Democrats are going to be active? They're going to be just marginally more active. You're going to see an absolute flood of conservative activists in these elections, local elections.
Yeah, and you just brought up a good point about Elizabeth Warren. In other words, she's trying to, you know, Ed Markey herself. She's trying to position herself so that she's indispensable to the woke mob. And whether or not that's going to work, I don't know. But if we want to talk about the numbers, I thought this was an interesting number, okay? So after RBG died, Democratic donors poured more than $30 million into Democratic campaigns and groups through Act Blue. So $30 million after RBG died. In the 23 hours after the draft SCOTUS opinion that leaked, Act Blue took in just $9 million. Now, some of the comments beneath this were saying, well, to be fair, money's really tight for people right now, which I didn't respond. I don't feel like getting into it, people this morning, especially on this topic. But I wanted to write back, you don't say. Really? I was told the economy is booming. I'm experiencing the Biden boom. Are you not? Am I the only one enjoying the fruits of Joe Biden's labor right now?
So you got to spend $9 million to get $30 million worth. That sounds about right.
Yes, yes. But Victor brings up a good point. Like, I don't know if this is, and you know what this reminds me of, and we'll keep taking calls on it. It's 844-500-4242. But before we get into the RBG of it all, because she has an interesting history with Roe v. Wade, I want to talk a little bit about whether or not this is going to work, because that caller just said, like, think about, I always say this about Ron DeSantis. I say, you can't, magic doesn't strike twice, you know? You convinced everyone, you whipped everyone up into a frenzy over Donald Trump, and you told them he's the worst person in the world. And yeah, they bit, you know? It was wonderful. It was Trump derangement syndrome. But now you want to have lightning strike twice, and you want to say, Ron DeSantis is also the worst person in the world. And I think for a lot of people, that's pushing it, because Trump is taking up so much rent. He's living rent free, but he's taking up a lot of space in their heads. You know, he brought in a lot of baggage with him. He's got his stuff moved in. He's got his paintings up. He's got his gold toilet. So he's taking up a lot of space. So then all of a sudden you say, oh, also fit this guy, Ron DeSantis, in. You have to be just as crazy. You have to be foaming at the mouth about Ron DeSantis. And they kind of go, to be honest, I'm kind of tired. You know, Trump's taking up a lot of time. I don't have time to juggle this. I've got a lot on my plate right now. It's the same thing with these issues that we're told are going to end our lives as we know it. They go from 1 minute telling Elizabeth Warren saying, Joe Biden has to cancel student loans now. Now. People's lives depend on it. And then the next day she's going, our lives depend on Roe v. Wade. Whoa. You're kind of using that line a bit. You know, you're stretching. We're trying to suspend our disbelief for your constant state of sky is falling. But eventually it feels like the old annoying shrill senator who cried wolf over and over and over again. Jordan, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, Grace, how's it going?
Good, what's up?
Hey, so I have a lot of different opinions on the whole abortion matter, and I'm not religious or anything like that. And so for everyone that's saying, oh, abortion is murder, you know, what if these, you know, parents with their kids, let's say, back to that text that you read, what if their daughter got raped, you know, and how would they feel about, you know, their own daughter or a friend of theirs, you know, let's say getting raped and then, you know, having to have this kid, and then they can't get an abortion. I mean, do you think people's opinions would change on it then?
Yeah, and I think some people do. I think that is some people's point of, you know, that's the point where they say, well, maybe we make exceptions, and you get into that whole conversation. And then some people say no.
Right.
Some people say no. And it is an interesting debate, Jordan. I've had it with people before, but I'm kind of on your wavelength, where I'm like, I'm not exactly, I sometimes feel with issues that are this important and that mean this much to people on both sides, it's important to take a step back and say, well, maybe I don't have all the answers. Maybe I need to learn more. Maybe I need to hear people out. And I do think that that is an interesting aspect of it. But I also think that it's separate from other issues because it's another person, you know, and depending on when you think life starts, and that's different for a lot of people, you're not just making that decision for you. You know, and it's not the it's not the child, as Joe Biden said, it's a child. It's not the child's fault. You know, this is an innocent life that had nothing to do with the circumstances in which it was conceived that now is going to be killed. And what we were always told was, well, it's only up to a certain point, you know. And now that's also shifting, where you have people who are advocating for, you know, as late as 8 months, 9 months. Some people are saying after the fact. And we saw that happen in West Virginia with Northam, where that was a whole point of contention. So it's a very sad, heavy, interesting debate, and I'm always willing to have it here. As much as it's not easy radio for me, but I enjoy hearing how other people feel about it. I appreciate the call, Jordan. I think it's a good point. I'm sure we'll have people call in now and debate that point. Bob, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Grace, thanks for taking my call. You know, I think Liz Warren is instigating an insurrection and should be brought up on charges if it occurs.
A lot of people are saying that. A lot of people are saying this has all of the makings of an insurrection and that maybe we need to create some sort of blue ribbon commission. And you know what, Bob? I want you to head it up. I want you to be on the blue ribbon commission. I'll be on the blue ribbon commission and we will get
with you.
We will get to the bottom of this. Okay? Yes. Because it's too important. It's too important and we need all hands on deck.
It's like they say, every protest is only three FBI agents away from an insurrection.
Yes, yes. If there were a couple of FBI agents around Elizabeth Warren yesterday, I'm sure there would have been an insurrection because they wouldn't have left until their mission was accomplished. 844-500-4242. Thank you for the calls, and we'll be right back with the rest of your calls. 844-500-4242. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is he builds the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and in your personal life. Howie goes to Dr. Houghton. I go to Dr. Houghton, and I think we have very nice smiles that we're very proud of, and it helps. It helps when you're in social situations, when you're in business situations, and you just want to smile and show off your teeth, and it just really does give you more confidence. It's a new year, and you have the opportunity to make 2022 the year for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? Stop putting it off. Stop delaying. Stop saying, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. I'll do it next month. Call today. This year, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They're located right off Route 3. Tons of parking. The staff is amazing there, and you can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. We'll be right back with the rest of your calls. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Freedom Model for Addictions program. Gain total freedom from addiction and educate yourself on what you need to do in order to break the habits that are affecting your personal relationships, work productivity, and health. Go to freedommodel.org and use code GRACE to save $50. That's freedommodel.org. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you think the SCOTUS leak will save the Dems in the midterms?
No, based off the amount of money that they're taking in from this news, I'm going to say no. It's not what I would have expected.
97% believed nope, will not save them.
There's a lot of news about it on like Twitter and on CNN, but well, first of all,
consider
no one's
consider the source.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even have to say anything else. There you go. Marion, you're next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Marion.
Hi, Grace. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
And listen, I actually have two quick points. And one is, these same people, if there was a dog that was having puppies and somebody did something to it, they'd be arrested for cruelty to animals. And everybody would be outraged that somebody could hurt a puppy, you know, even though the dog hadn't given birth yet. So that's one thing. The second thing I want to say is, why is it if a pregnant woman gets murdered, the person who did it will be charged with her murder and the murder of the baby?
Those are two.
But yet we allow yet we allow this to happen every day and nobody thinks a thing of it.
Those are two really good points, and I have no disagreement with either of those. I oftentimes think about that too with dogs. I mean, you go to a movie or something, people die in the movie, nobody flinches. A dog dies, people lose their minds. It's just interesting. We don't have that same kind of defensiveness towards human life as we do animals. John, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Thank you for the call, Marianne. Really good points. Go ahead, John.
Yes, Grace. I happen to be pro-life, but besides that, in the morality of this issue, whether you're for or against abortion, isn't the Supreme Court just deciding whether or not the Constitution gives somebody the right to have an abortion? Not whether it's morally correct or wrong.
Well, John, I'm glad you brought this up because I want to read you, and this is coming into a lot of these articles now, is what Ruth Bader Ginsburg was writing when she warned against major judicial shifts in a 1992 lecture at NYU. And she says, suppose the court had stopped there, rightly declaring unconstitutional the most extreme brand of law in the nation, and had not gone on, as the court did in Roe, to fashion a regime blanketing the subject, a set of rules that displaced virtually every state law that enforce. A less encompassing Roe, one that merely struck down the extreme Texas law and went no further on that day, I believe, and will summarize why, might have served to reduce rather than to fuel controversy. So you have this case where even Ruth Bader Ginsburg was someone, she was someone who firmly advocated for women's access to abortion as a constitutional right, but she criticized the way in which Roe v. Wade established that right, according to Fox News's Tyler O'Neill. So even in that case, you see that this becomes a matter of who should be making these laws and who should be enforcing them. And a lot of people think it should be up to the states, and the people in those states elect people they feel best represent them, and then they go on to decide what happens. And this idea that if Roe v. Wade is overturned, that no one's going to be able to get an abortion in this country is just false. And it's politicized and it's dishonest. And the reason it's dishonest is because being dishonest is the only way Democrats can woo voters at this point. Thank you for the call, John. Lou, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, hi, Grace. I have 2 points to make. Number one, history is repeating itself again. If you recall, go back to the 2012 election and the war on women that was waged against Romney and the Republicans because some woman at Georgetown, if she didn't get Obamacare, couldn't afford her $300 a month birth control, which was ridiculous. Remember? And Rush Limbaugh made a stink. Remember that whole thing from 2012?
Yeah.
So this is a repeat. Politically, this is a repeat again. They're going to use this issue to go after a woman and everybody's right to privacy. They're not even going to focus on the abortion issue itself. They're going to talk about rights to privacy and try to get the women's vote back, even though they've been insulting women left and right over the last year and a half. So this is a political thing altogether. The second point is, I think what they probably will do is, I don't think Alito's thing is the final thing.
No, it's a leak. And if what they want to happen happens, then the Supreme Court justices will be bullied into changing their minds. We'll keep going with this. Stay on the lines. It's 844-500-4242. I have a really good piece by John Daniel Davidson to read next. Stay right there.